Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Advice Show on Blog Talk Radio, the up and coming hottest show on the internet with your host, Philip. I appreciate everybody listening, all my people from YouTube, Facebook, and all my people who follow me on Twitter. Now, on to the show. If you call in, don't be engaged. Chat room is always open. The show is now on. All right, welcome everybody to the Advice Show on Blog Talk Radio. Today's topic, as you can see, I want his baby, the single parent epidemic. So when I thought about that, I said, you know, I got to get me a guest to talk about this particular issue. And this brother, J-Truth, a.k.a. Golden Jojo 1979 on YouTube, you'll know him, subscribe to him. The brother be bringing y'all some truth. And, you know, if people don't like what you're saying, you must be telling the truth. So anyway, what's up, Golden Jojo?
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, all right. Now, let me ask you a question. All these women out here having a baby, and it's 73% of these single mothers in these homes with these children. How did this happen, man?
How does it happen?
Yeah, how did
poor
it happen?
Decision. Pretty much poor decision. I'll say poor decisions on the men that they get.
Uh-huh. And so, okay, why do you think they keep picking these kind of guys then?
It's the environment they've been raised in. I mean, Most majority of the female, mainly, you know, the black women, they mostly raised in single parent homes, and they see most of their mothers bringing in different kinds of men in and out like every week or every 2 weeks or once a month. So they get when they grow up with that pattern of that, and they think that is the norm. And that's what it repeats back to the parent epidemic.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. These guys, you know, why aren't they willing to marry these women at all?
Okay, I'm gonna use myself as an example. I base everything. I even went through this with my wife. Everything, I base everything on the female. If she put herself out
as a lady, then I'll respect her as a lady. But if she put herself off like a typical skeezer, I'm gonna step aside from her. That's just me. But some of the other dudes out here just is the complete opposite. That girl that's the skeezer, they won't. But the woman with the qualities, they try to avoid. I don't understand that at all.
So basically what you're saying is, you know, the decent chicks that these dudes don't want, but they want chicks like that. They're just quick to give it up, quick to, you know, let you do run through them or whatever, right?
Pretty much.
So, you know, so basically the problem that I'm seeing with all this situation is this. Like, do birth control exist?
Yeah, it exists, but it does exist, but everybody else knows it, but it's not as common in the black community to use birth control.
Okay, now that's crazy. Why isn't it common?
Why isn't it common is a simple fact is this right here. They have the option to it, but some of it is instilled in their daughters at a young age. They don't. Some of them use condoms. Some of them use them. Some of them don't. Birth control is optional. But some of them is thinking an easy way out. Some of these women out here don't want to work. They want a handout. So they don't use the birth control or use condoms.
So you said the easy way out. What is the easy way out?
For them to get pregnant and have a baby. So the government
don't seem like an easy way out to me.
I know it's not an easy way out. They think it is, but it's not. Because really, if you think about it, they say it's the easy way out, but really it's hurting everybody, including them. It's hurting us, the taxpayers, because we got to pay. So we have to pay our taxes for them, and they don't make no effort to try to. Some of them try to better themselves, but they don't. they just don't do it.
Now, this is what I don't get. Now, you know, these women, what makes me so upset about this situation is that they do not think about these children they're bringing into the world. Not the children's fault why they're here, okay?
Oh, but yeah, kids are innocent.
It's so many. Look, you a man as well as I'm a man, all right? And
yep.
And I don't get why all these chicks let these dudes just bust nuts in them, you know, raw, okay? You don't know who these dudes fooling with half of the time. And then you're not even going to take no kind of birth control. I mean, they got pills. They got stuff like the Mirena, the NuvaRing. They got shots. They got all kind of things that women, as men, we don't have a bunch of options for birth control other than condoms.
Hey. I hate to cut you off, but yes, they to a certain extent, yes, they do. They're doing, I said, like 2 or 3 days ago, pretty much 2 or 3 days ago, I read on the internet, they are working on a prototype for birth control for fellas.
Really?
Yeah. They working on a prototype for birth control for the fellas.
What is this prototype supposed to do? I mean, because the only options I know is condoms or vasectomy. That's the only thing I know of. What is this pill supposed to do?
It's sort of like they said it's supposed to reduce your sperm count, but not in a it's like a medical way. It's like a temporarily killing your sperm cells. That's it. That's what I was reading.
Oh, whoever comes out with that and is successful, boy, they're going to make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No
but
doubt.
I know a lot of dudes going to be taking that. You know what I'm saying? But this what I don't understand about these women. They have these kids with all these different guys, not the same guy, but different guys, and then you bring it to their attention. They want to point blame at everybody else but themselves. Why is that?
All right. I don't understand this. I made a video about this. I had to clear it up, but it seems like most of these females they blame the men, but really, it's on them. They acting like these dudes are raping them, which is they not. Women have control over their own bodies. None of these men have any control over these men bodies, over these women bodies. They do not. So I get pissed when females throw that bullshit for real.
Yeah, because this is how I feel, okay? And then on top of them having kids, you notice they have kids with the same dudes? You know, like that dude that had them 30 kids with 11 different women. Now, you know them women knew about them other women, and he had kids. But yet this same guy running through the same 11, you know, females. And this is how it always happens. The same dude got, like, all these different kids and these different women, and they know about each other. It's not because women had that curiosity, like, oh, I want to know about the other chick.
Y'all,
but yet,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, they still keep having babies with these guys. Why? What are they telling them? What Kool-Aid they giving them to drink? Because I want to know.
Okay, it's most of these most of the females out. There's some females out here that know the difference between courting and macking. Okay, with me, I courted my wife. I didn't mack her. And some of these women out here don't know what the difference between courting and macking is. Okay, when you courting somebody, you get to know them. But some of these women out here think it's corny to get to know them. They used to a man macking them well. They come in up there catering to their ego, which I don't believe in that. And also they throw you know they infatuate them with the money.
Uh huh.
I don't understand that at all, for real.
So basically, what you're saying is that as long as a guy is stroking this chick's ego and giving her a little paper. Oh, she wide open.
To a certain extent, yeah. To a certain extent, yeah. Yeah, I'm saying that, yeah.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. After this woman have one child, and she having it hard, you know, she ain't getting, I'd say she's one of the most sorry bust-down cats. She ain't getting no child support. He ain't come to see the kid, whatever. What goes through their mind to make them think, I'm going to have another baby?
With
a different man.
That's why some of the men come around and stroke their ego again. Stroke their ego, say they sorry, can do the typical play the role stuff like some of these men out here do. They play the role. Then some of these women be weak to that. They don't really pick it up until it's too late when they pregnant with another baby.
And then this is my thing. When they had these kids, they want everybody to celebrate that. You know, like, oh, come to my baby shower. Oh, it's such a great thing. I don't think it's a great thing that you had a baby with Ray Ray or Tyrone off the corner. And I know that nigga hanging out. He probably got a couple of warrants. You want me to celebrate that?
Okay, I have a story. I have a story to tell you. I said it a couple months ago in one of my videos. Okay, it was a little girl. A little girl, I think she was like 9 years old, she gave birth to twins. Her mama, instead of her mama getting her ass in, you know, getting enough, her mama went to the operating room, helped her deliver the baby. And while she was in recovery, she came under with a bottle with some roses, some flowers, and a book of baby names, and some balloons. And that was when she was 9 years old. That was last year. She 10 years old now. I don't understand it, man. I do not. Why they gonna celebrate having a baby and they is not in a relationship? They're not in a relationship with that man. They just a random dude on the street. They have a random fling with. I'm sorry,
yeah,
man. I'm kind of frustrated with that.
Yeah, it's like, and then these kids grow up with no father figure or whatever, you know, especially the worst kid I think these women could have is a boy. And I'm going to tell you why I feel the worst kid they can have is a boy, because he's going to grow up and that male ego and testosterone will be going through him.
Mm-hmm.
She can't control him. So she got one or two choices, either let him go wild or go and try to make a little girl out of him. And a lot of times what they do nowadays, they try to make a little girl out of him because that's the only way they can control him.
Yeah, the dudes, some of these dudes down this generation here, most of these dudes are here, and now, excuse me, but most of these men here is not men. They're mostly very feminine.
Yes, they all be having an attitude like a woman, you know, getting feelings hurt like a woman. I mean, like, dude,
pretty
man,
much.
Where your nuts at, bro?
That's what I'm saying, pretty much. And I run across that every day on the street, man. I see dudes, like, in their 20s crying hard. Because they bump the kneecap. I mean, they scrape their knee on them. They crying like girls, man. Somebody hurt their feelings like in a traffic jam I was in 2 days ago. This dude crying because somebody cussed him out in traffic.
Man, that's funny, man. That is like, I'm sorry, I've been laughing. Because I'm like, I know he ain't crying them crocodile tears in front of people. I probably pull out my camera phone and record it there and put him up on YouTube for that one.
That's what I do. I pay attention to everything, man. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why when it comes down to this single parent, I see it a whole lot. Cause I see when I was in high school, I see a whole lot of my homeboys, telling me they bitching about their baby mamas. At first, I was sympathizing with them, you know, I was feeling sorry for them. Well, period of time, they keep telling me the same story over and over. Oh, period of time, I get tired of that bullshit. I'm like, yo, you need that shit in the butt. Don't come to me I know you my boy and all. Don't come to me bitching about your baby mama. You shouldn't have used protection before you went up in her. Matter of fact, you shouldn't have waited for at least a good month and a half before she pop off. Instead of hitting this chick a week after he met her.
It's like this, man. I've said this many times before. If the chick ain't worth having your last name, she ain't worth carrying your seed. That's period. You know what I'm saying?
My
if more dudes,
exactly,
if more
man.
Dudes would think like that and say, look, I ain't making a baby with this chick because I ain't about to marry her, then you would think a lot more. And, like, come on. If you just met this chick in a few days, she could say you can go raw in her
yeah,
and then you could do all kind of stuff with her. I'm like, dude, like, come on, dude. Like even Tupac said that. You don't want it if it's that easy. I'm like, I got to turn. I couldn't fool with her for that one reason. You know, it's like, dog, you don't even know me. You don't know what I got. I can have some stuff that can kill you on the spot. You don't know, but yeah, you let me go raw in you and bust nuts in you? Like, female, are you crazy?
It comes down to this right here. I'm like, these females don't have, some of these females grow up with no self-esteem, man. It's all about self-esteem. They want that attention. They want attention from that dude. They want all the attention on them. They will put their own bodies, their own health at risk just to satisfy that dude, just for that one moment. If it's too easy for him to get it, after he get it, he gonna bounce.
And the killing part about it, look, check this out, dog. And the killing part about it It be them old sorry broke niggas at that. It's like I can kind of say, oh well, I understand if he was some ball player or somebody rich. I say, yeah, I can kind of understand that one because it's a come up for her. But she didn't even get a come up.
I know, but it goes back to this. Some of these women be getting some of these busted losers because some of these dudes know how to mat game. They got the mat game on smash. They matching these females and they giving them that.
Okay, I don't know what it, I think my boy here lost his call. I don't know what happened. Maybe he'll see. Hopefully, he can get back in here on the conversation. I see another call coming through. 512-945-8103. You on the show?
Yeah. What's going on, Philip? Man, what's up?
Oh, what's going on? Call me back here. I don't know. Maybe he had lost his. There he go. All right. Hold on a second.
I'm back.
All right. I see you lost your call. But what you were saying?
But like I was saying, it goes back to this right here. Most of these females out here, it used to be, some of these dudes out here got the mat game on smash and whatnot. It's just like, I mean, they got it so much on smash that they only really have to try hard. They just stroke their ego because they want that attention because they lack that attention they did while they were growing up, while they ain't had no fathers in life. That's where they come from.
Okay, so since they don't have a lack of fathers, why do you think the fathers aren't in their life, bro?
Why they ain't in the fathers? Oh, come on, so many females, I'm not saying all, but some of them are dating their kids, using their kids as rent for child support money, and these dudes, there's some dudes out here that want to see their kids, but they can't because the first thing they get on the phone, call their baby mama and stuff, first thing they asking is, do you have any money?
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to.
And it's how these females see. It's like, but they have so many degrees though. That's what trips me out. But yeah, they'd be the main ones telling you about some. But look, I just how I feel. Take care of your personal responsibilities when it comes to your kids. I take care of mine. I make my child support is always taken out of my check, and thank God I can say I've never been late. Not one time. I got medical insurance on my kids and stuff like that. I'm good, okay? But yet, even a guy like me, and I'm not the only guy that's like that. Many guys do the same thing. But you still have a problem with them females, even though you're doing right. Then that's what's more frustrating.
That's more of a control thing. That's more of a control thing. Because they can control your money bank. They can control you. And they get at the point where they can control. Some of them, they could be controlling some of these dudes. But they come at the point where some of these dudes get tired of it and say the hell with it. And the kid wind up suffering in the end.
Exactly, because they try to use these kids like a they little weapons, because they know they can't get to you no other way. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
You know, oh, well, let me try to hurt him through his kid, because you 9 times out of 10, and the problem is when you get somebody. That's like my problem right now. The moment I got with my lady, that's when I start having a whole lot of problems.
Yeah,
because
some of the women, also, some of them use their kids to try to get you back, and that stuff winds up backfiring for real.
Yeah, it's like I don't want you, female. Like I wouldn't have left you if I didn't want you. You know, it's like I don't get, you know, what goes through these females' head, man. I don't get it. And you know what? Let me tell you what. This real talk right here. My ex-wife, dog, she was like, you know, we was going through the situation, through the divorce at the time. And you know what this female had the nerve to tell me? Well, I know, you know, you always wanted another kid. I'm willing to have a kid. I want to have another baby with you. I'm like, hell no. I ain't having no kids with you.
After she didn't let you see your child because she wants
you. Oh, no. Wait. Let me back you up on that. No, she's never done that. She tried to pull that stunt, but I'm a brother. Yeah, she tried. Hold on. She tried to pull that stunt, but I told her, I said,
okay.
One time she was going to tell me, oh, well, you know, you can't come pick him up. I said, are you denying me? That's all I need to know. Are you denying me? Yes or no?
Y'all.
And she said, she thought about it, and she said, no. I said, because you know how I get down. I lawyer up real quick. I ain't the kind of brother that's going to put up with you.
Look, I said one of my homeboys, right? I said one of my homeboys, he did this real smart, and I can respect him for this. His baby mama, every conversation that she had, that they had, he recorded every conversation. Every conversation, even on the phone, he recorded every conversation. So when
yeah.
that one, when his baby mama started acting up or whatnot, he played a video, he played the audio tape for the judge. And he got so cussed at his child right now.
Wow. That's pretty good. That's pretty
and
good.
I can respect him for that. He recorded everything. I mean, he recorded every conversation. Even when they just out and about, because he always kept his recorder with him, just in case he run into something or something like that. He did some CIA, DA, some undercover stuff on himself, so he can bug himself. So if he run into his baby mom or whatnot, he can record a conversation.
Wow. So any guy, more brothers need to get like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, don't let these
yeah.
women get away with murder. You know, but see, these women, like I said, they keep on making these kids with these guys. And then what makes me sick is they want sympathy from everybody. Oh, I got a child. I got child number four,
that's
child number
saying.
Five. I'm like, I don't care how many children you got. Them children didn't ask to be here. You brought them children into the world. You know how they got here. I can care less about your sympathy or your pain.
I know somebody right now. Matter of fact, I'm related to this person. I'm not going to throw her name out because she don't need to be blown out like that. But she, it was one time, right? She, her baby daddy called. Or her baby daddy called and wants to spend time with the kids and whatnot. She had the nerve enough to say some bullshit. Well, do you got any money? No, I ain't got no money. Well, you can't see your kids. Okay. And I'm like this. And it was one time he called one time. I said, I know it was foul of me to go butt in the business, but I was thinking more of the kids. Right?
Yeah.
He called. I picked up the phone. And he said, may I speak to the kids? So I said, may I speak to my daughter? And I told him straight up. I know it was probably wrong of me to say something like this. I told him, yo, this girl won't let you see any of your kids, right? It's best for you to move on. I know it's hard for you to do because you want to see your kids, but it's not going to work in your favor. Move on, man. Just go ahead and forget about that whole thing. Just move on to save you the stress.
Now, let me tell you what I would advise him to do. I would advise him to go to your child support order and read it. And there's a clause in there that, at least in mine and here in the state of Texas, that says if you she can't deny you, even if you don't pay child support, and you can't deny her child support if she don't give you the child. What you have to do is you have to go to with a lawyer to file contempt of court. And that's why I did a video a long time ago called Put Your Baby Mom in Jail. That's for them females to prevent you from seeing your kids. I said, I got something for that. Because all you got to do is go for your kid, and if she don't give them to you, you go make a police report. Stack a few of them police reports up, take it to court, and let that judge ask why you're denying this man his children. And let her answer that judge. Because that's being held in contempt of court. Just like non-payment of child support contempt of court, giving the children the possession to the father is also contempt of court. These women don't realize that, and I hate a lot of brothers don't exercise their rights in the law. They let these women just run over them and do what they want to do.
A whole bunch of that's what I be telling some of the young boys now. I'm like, yo, when it comes down to women, it's two books you need to read. It's books on relationship, and also you need to read them books on your laws, on child support laws, parenting laws. So if anything pop off between you and your girl that you with at that time, something pop off like child support, like you know your laws, you know your rights.
Yeah.
That's what I be telling you. Yeah.
Because some of these dudes don't even know the law. Like, for instance, in the state of Texas, if I got a child, right, and I pay 20% child support. Now, if I also have another child, I can actually get a lawyer and say, hey, I got another child, and they reduce that child support. So any other child you have outside of that, they reduce the child support. Recently, my brother-in-law had got his child support reduced for that reason. He had three kids with his wife, and he had one other child, and his child support got greatly reduced. Just because he exercised his rights within the law. And a lot of men aren't doing this.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but I got two calls sitting here. I'm going to go ahead and add them to the line.
Okay.
7120 and 8103. You got any questions for J-True?
We seen what they've done.
607. You there?
607,
unless you've been
out yet. Where'd I push? One.
Okay, I guess in that.
Hello?
Yeah, 607-873-7120?
Yeah.
Okay, you got any questions?
Yeah, I have some questions. What's your subject on today?
About the single parent epidemic, about these women just having babies with these,
I agree. I'm his mother, but I'm going to tell you something. I try to talk to these young girls. Listen to what I'm saying. I try to talk to young girls and listen here. Y'all too young to be out there messing with boy to boy. Go to school, get your education.
Mm-hmm.
I said, anyway, a girl ain't got no business out there chasing no man or no boy. The man will chase them.
I'll be saying the same thing, too.
I said, they'll chase you. I said, you ain't got to go out there and throw yourself out. And then what make me so mad, in the summertime here now, what make me mad with these young staying, excuse my language, it make me mad when I think about them. Time to go getting hot. Not only the blacks, but the whites, too. They got
okay,
shorts
it's
out.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Got these shorts up there to their stink stuff. Nobody want to be seeing that.
Okay, let me jump in here for a second. Now you talking about white folks, okay? Now
No. I said black and white, both of them.
No. It's the point I brought that up. Now,
okay.
Yeah, I know them white girls be all out there showing all they behind too, but it's a but. You don't see a bunch. You don't have an epidemic in their race.
No, you don't. Mm-mm.
You have to be called a spade a spade.
Y'all, you see it mostly in the black.
And they having sex too. It's not like they sitting there with their legs closed either.
Right.
And it goes back to what I was saying earlier. What's the problem with birth control? And not everybody Catholic, so don't give them that. Most of the people, black people, are Baptist
and
Methodist anyway.
And let me get some in. And most of this, it's not too high to get. Birth control is cheap now. It's not like it was back in the day when it was high. It's cheap now.
You know what it is? These girls know that if they have these babies, they can get on welfare and get money and get apartments. And that's what it's all
about.
But it's the truth, though. That's the problem is these girls, they think they get an apartment and they get all these boys in the house. They don't know. These girls hurting herself. They're not hurting the man. They're hurting herself.
Yeah.
They don't want to have to carry these babies. They don't want to have to carry these babies.
I said that's why I said earlier to Philip. I said some of these women, if they see having a baby as an easy way out.
It's not, though.
But check this out. They're having babies or whatever to get on the system. But do you think Section 8 apartments is apartments like in the real nice side of town where, you know, it's just a gated community, it's so nice and everything? No, they want to just have an apartment in the hood. Why, female? Just because you want to pay $14 a rent?
Because they don't want to listen to what their parents tell them. They think they're too grown when they get a certain age. They don't want when their parents try to tell them go to school, get your education, and be something. If you keep you don't get your education, you're gonna be left behind, and ain't nothing good gonna come to you. You have a hard way to go. You can't tell these young kids nothing. They hard at it. You know what I'm saying? But like I told these girls, stop chasing after men. Let the guys go to school first. You know what I'm saying? The baby come later on. Just go get your education. Because you're going to end up taking care of the baby anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to end up taking care of the baby anyway. So what's the difference? If you got education and if the man leaves, you can get you a job and take care of your own baby. Don't depend on no man. I'm not trying to put you all down now. But I'm seeing a lot of girls have these baby by these boys and they sitting up here crying. He left me. I said, yeah. Because if you go to school and get what you're supposed to get. Because me, I'm going to tell you about me. I didn't have no kids until I got 21 years old. And when I was married now. I only had 3 kids. And I was married. And so when I went to the hospital, everybody was in there 15 years old and 14, and the nurse, she going to try to make me feel shame. She said, you the oldest one in here having a baby. I said, hey, that's all right. Older what? At least I'm married. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. I like that.
Say pretty much, y'all.
What you did, but see, you did it the right way. You got married, then had a child.
Y'all.
That's what I think. You got the ring. You got a man that say, you know what? I love this woman. And I'm going to say it publicly before everybody. I love this woman. I'm going to marry this woman. You went to the county courthouse, signed marriage papers, and you started your family. You did it the right way. Not like these other females don't even get nothing.
No, I'm not the type of person to go out there and let everybody jig at me because I'm going to tell you something. A girl supposed to have respect for her body because you know
Thank
why?
You.
Every man. You know, because if they mess with all these men, and then this one get her and that one get her, first thing they're going to call her a whore. You understand what I'm saying? They're going to have, because I'm going to tell you, I told this one girl, She was supposed to be my friend, and she lived with her aunt because this was like a double house, and she had this one girl at her house. I can't call no name, though. She had this one girl at her house, but she lived next door to her aunt, and she had this girl at her house, and the girl mother went to her house wondering why her daughter wasn't going to school because the school had called her mother. So this girl that knew me, welfare was having her to go to school and have somebody take her kids, so she asked me to take her kids for her. I said, okay, but I would get paid for it from this, you know, welfare. So when I did it, she said, Stacia, guess what? My name is Stacia. She said, well, anyway, I want to ask you something. She said, what do you think that my aunt called me a whore and stuff, and what do you think I'm a whore or something? Because I said, you have guys running in your house? Yeah, I have guys. I said, well, hey, she don't know what's going on in your house. And if people see, I said, I'm going to use me, for example. I'm not going to use you. I said, now people see men running in and out of my house, different men. First thing, they're going to look at me as a whore. And I said, second of all, you shouldn't have no men running in and out your house like that. So she had told her people that they come over to jump on me. But you know what? I was going to tear some tails up that night. You hear me?
Well, look, I'm going to tell you something. You know, it's like if she asks you, people ask you questions, and like, do you really want the answer to the question you just asked? And 9 times out of 10, you already know the answer to it already. So why are you asking me?
Because they do not want it. They want to fight on somebody else so somebody can go and fight with them. That's what it was, because her cousins came over here to fight with me. I was ready for them, too. I was going to blow some holes in some tails. And I ain't trying to be funny, but I was, too. They ain't play me like that. And I'm a tomboy, too. I was raised with boys, and they taught me how to fight. Shoot. And I seen one of the little, excuse my language, she made me mad, a little ugly black thing. And I said to her, I said, listen here. Now, you know, good and down well. I seen her by herself. Now, she was bad when she was with her sisters. I said, let me tell you something right now. I didn't say anything to this girl because I don't even know this girl. And I said, I'm going to tell you something else. And I said, she said, I know. I said, you don't need you acting scared now. When you came to my house, you was all big and bad. She took off then. But I'm going to tell you something else. See, these girls got to realize there's AIDS out there, all kind of diseases out there. I mean, can I say something else? She got in there, I'll let y'all give it to my son. Now, let me tell you something else. This one girl, the same girl I was talking about, this girl that she stayed with one time, and I don't even know the girl. The girl just moved in the place, and I moved. We live in one part, and they live in another part. So the girl who's been my friend, she met this girl, and this girl had a husband. So she spent the night at this girl's husband's house, and she said they were making love, and, you know, some people make noise and stuff. You know what I'm saying, right? I'm not going to say what she said, but she's carrying on. So the girl came to my house. She says, guess what? And I said, yeah. She said, I was at my friend's house, and he was tearing her up. She said, he had me hot on that car. He had no business over there listening to it, no way. And she said, he came out, and he opened up his robe, and woo. That fool thought, woo, good gracious, I want that thing. I said, uh-oh, here we go. So she went and told a girl that I said that she was too ugly for her husband. She told her husband, I said, she's too ugly for her. So the girl going to come to my house. She said, why did you tell my husband I was too ugly? I said, let me tell you something. Do you know me? She said, no, I don't. I said, do I know you? She said, no. I said, all right, now that's your answer. She said, oh, no, you don't. She left. I guess she got her answer by knowing that this girl spent the night at her house and seen her husband. She took off with this girl's husband. But you know the biggest thing about it? That man had AIDS. You hear what I'm saying?
Wow.
Did she call me?
Wow, the package.
Then she going to call me and tell me about crying. I'm going to kill myself. Will you kill yourself? She said, he got AIDS. He go back to his wife. He didn't go back to his wife and mess with her and get it to her. And then she went with this other guy that we know, and he got it, and he died. But, you know, they're going to use it on cancer. But, you know, I said,
what
these girls get.
They don't know who
they're jumping in the bed with. And these men don't know who they're jumping in the bed with. Tiny's hair tail, that's what they run to. But you tell every cracking what they think it is, and everything ain't what they think it is. See, people don't tell you what they got. I'm scared of that now. You know what I'm saying? I'm scared of, you know, messing with
Hey, when people got HIV, they don't look like they got anything wrong. When they get that full-blown AIDS is when they start tearing them up.
She got it.
And she out there tricking, trying to give it to everybody. That girl need to be put in jail.
The guy that she got it from, he real sick, but she said she don't have it. She told me she don't have it, but I don't know. You know, I can't. I'm
whatever.
Not
gonna,
hold on. She got the trait. She has the HIV trait. She's a carrier. She don't have the symptoms yet. She's just a carrier of the virus.
Oh, okay. Well, she had for a long time, but I know one thing. She came up to my house not too long, you know, one summer, but I don't know. I was so glad when she left because she acts like a fool. But, you know, like I said, I tell these young girls, you don't run the man. You don't know what these men, same thing with these young boys. You don't know what these girls got, and the girls don't know what these boys got. You mess with the wrong thing, then you be hollering. And then you ain't got no business. How you should sit down and think. Every especially the town I live in, everybody was going to each other. And, you know, I, and, you know,
Ooh,
I
hate towns like that.
This is a small town we live in.
Too
now,
small. But. Oh, Lord, I hate small town.
So, you know what I'm saying. Okay, here's my son.
Well,
I,
yeah, I know.
Here he is.
Wow.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, man? How's your mom?
What's up? Yeah, man, that was my
mom. Your
too.
Mom was going ham, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, your mama cool.
Huh? Yeah,
she cool.
Your mom cool. She don't play.
Nah, that's yeah, man, she don't play that. You know
nah,
what
she
mean?
Right. You're right. Everything she said is like, I couldn't say nothing. That's why I was quiet.
Me too.
I was sitting back in the audience. Letting her have it.
Me too. I was just listening.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's where I got some of my knowledge from, as well as my father, too, you know? So, you know, as well as the streets. But, you know, just, you know what I mean? That's what it is. I mean, I'm paying attention myself. I just was listening, and I was just like, dang. But see, I'm happy. I finally get a chance to talk to both of y'all. Now I can hear Mr. Golden Jojo over there, Mr. J Truth. Been watching your videos too, brother. What up, though?
Hey, what up, homie? Thanks for the support, man. Thanks.
No doubt, brother. You know what I'm saying? You be going ham on them topics, brother.
Both of y'all do. Yeah, but
I'm passionate
about some of the issues, man. It's just not like I'm going up here just to make you. I'm making videos just with you. Nah, that ain't me. I just make it for the people, man.
No doubt. I mean, this, and I don't have no baby mama, so I can't really elaborate on this
good.
Tonight.
Good. Matter of fact, man, I was telling my lady the other day, man, I was just kind of down by my situation, by my kids and my baby mama, just crazy, man. She tried all kind of stuff to, you know, to poison my kids. And I was telling my lady, I said, you know, sometimes I just think dudes shouldn't even have kids, you know, these days, at least with some of these type of females is out here, because it's like, you miss, that's all they cause you. You know, and then they get mad when you say this. I know some of them get mad what I'm about to say, but, you know, when brothers a lot of times get with non-black women, they don't have this problem.
Now they do not. Trust me. I'm not trying to talk about nobody.
I'm just saying that just what I have observed.
And me too. I see a whole lot of that, and I don't have no problems with my wife.
Wow.
All I can say is, I mean, I just know some people that do have baby mama drama, and you know what I'm saying. I see that. Over up here, you know what I'm saying? Actually, like, my half-brother, he's out, and he's in prison, like I was saying. He got, like, you know what I mean, a couple of kids, you know what I'm saying? And dude is just, you know what I mean? He's stressing, you know what I'm saying? Because his baby mom's overseas, and she basically, you know what I'm saying, she want to come up here. But, yeah, man, it's really crazy. It's crazy out here, too, but I don't... A lot of times, I don't try to get into too many people's business, you know what I'm saying? But you know how certain people will come across and actually tell you their business without you even asking them?
Yeah. Oh, so, I know how that is. Trust me. I'm always, ever since I've been a kid, I've always been the guy that people come to tell me all their problems.
Yeah, me too.
So I just accept it as my calling in life.
I be hearing about the fact that, you know, some cats can't, they be going to court and they be losing out on everything. And, you know, the kids, they got to pay at least like dang near $2,000 worth of child support. And I be like, dang, you know what I'm saying? And they don't even have a lot of money like that. You know what I'm saying? But I be seeing a lot of it, man. I see a lot of that, man. I see the fact that some chicks, you know what I mean, some dudes will lose their license and their license be suspended up here, you know.
That reminds me.
I need to add something in that. Let me ask something
go ahead.
Said about the license suspended and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
What good is the guy that he can't drive? What good is the guy he locked up in jail? Guess what, female? You're not getting no money. Like right now, Terrell Owens crazy behind. That female pulling him back in court because he ain't paying no child. He ain't behind on child support payments. What, and she wants him in jail. What good would Terrell Owens be in jail to you? You're not going to get a dime. At least with Terrell Owens' name, he could possibly get something.
Oh, I had nothing to say. You just took
I don't get female. I don't get these females want to lock a man up. Like, you not still not getting nothing up locked up.
My point exactly.
So what's the
That's
point?
Crazy.
Oh, they do it just
because
they can.
That.
They do it because they can and use it as a control tactic. Oh, I'm going to lock you up and get you all scared and everything else. But I guarantee you, it's a real Owen Soler chick. I want to be with you and, you know, let's get together. Oh, she'll stop that real quick because she want that money and all that. Oh, man, I can't stand these bras, man.
Oh, man.
Real, dog. I can't stand it, man. Don't get me. I get heated when I was thinking about this that child support. And it all go back to, you know, these females just use it as a control tactic. That's why some of them have babies. Sometimes it's strategy how they have babies. All the way up to some of these groupies with these ball players. They strategically have babies just so they can trap them. That's why, celebrities need to talk to me because I would tell you, look, brother, you rich. Get you a vasectomy. Because that way, if any chick say she pregnant by you, say the hell you ain't either. Because I had a vasectomy 2 years ago and the doctor cleared me all my sperm is dead. So go find your other baby daddy, trick. You know, that's what I ought to be like, you know, you know what I'm saying? Because some of these females, you know, are scandalous, and the reason why I'm talking about them is because they're not reputable women. Reputable women is not going to lay down on any man and have no baby like that. You know, she got more sense than that. And they got a lot of decent women out here, you know, even though they're the minority now. They're really the minority, but they have something out here that's not going to be laying down with you and letting you do anything you want.
Well, those type of women don't. I mean, they exist, but they don't exist
I ain't had one on my show, so yeah, they do exist.
They exist, but they don't be open to it. They don't be open. The thing I'm saying is, you rarely see those type of women out. You know what I'm saying? To actually build with those type of women, but. What I'm saying is, too, you see nothing but gold diggers and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? You see those type of women everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And
look,
you see them outside.
I understand, brother. I'm about to add something, though. I'm about to check dudes for a minute. A lot of times, them good women you talking about, they be out there, but a lot of times brothers pass them over for the hood rat chick, too.
Y'all, that's what we were talking about earlier.
Just because her booty's in her back. That's
what
they going to do. You know, and she's throwing her weave around, like she's poking on it or something.
I couldn't deal with a chick with weave, and I can't do it.
I'm just making a point, and I ain't trying to go into a weave talk, but you know, I'm just saying that these dudes chasing those females and passing over the good ones too, though. You know, it's not all just because I noticed that them hood rat chicks always got a man. They always do.
Yo,
Let me clear that up. Some of these hood rats, they got niggas. They don't got men, because men ain't going to really quality
men.
Okay, they got niggas.
Them.
But in other words, they have someone of the male species. How about that?
Pretty much, yeah. That's a more light version of it, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, so they got to have some guy to procreate with. That's what I'm saying. They always having some sort of guy around. And decent chicks, they do. Or they can find one because they usually suffer because of them chicks. That's why I say I feel bad for them sometimes, man. Cause it's like, dog, man. It's like just because they the same skin color as that female, they suffer too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Man. You know, and what's sad is these females are constantly birthing all these menace to societies. That's a lot of old dogs and hoes and all this other stuff. Because they ain't got no dads around. They don't have nobody to look out for them. And then when the dad want to be around, they chase them away. They show chase that man away because they got dudes that get with these chicks and want to be with them and actually stay with them. But no, if they ain't running the house, it ain't happening.
But well, that's the part I don't understand. How can they have this is what I understand. How can you have two male species in the same relationship? The woman want to be the man, then again, the man want to be the man. But the man can't be the man if he want to see his if he don't want to see his kids. If he want to see his kids, he got to be the woman. Do that make any sense?
Nah, it doesn't.
Like I said before on another video I did, I said, you know, for dudes being with some of them women, they make you wonder, it make you feel like you're a gay man. How manly some of them are. You're like, dog, man, I don't feel right about this relationship. She more manly than me.
Right.
You know? It's like, I ain't gay. Shoot. It's crazy. It's just how, you know, these females got to the point they want to run everything, and you don't run nothing. That's the thing. You don't run anything. You don't own anything. You don't have anything. Why do you think you're running everything? If it wouldn't be for Section 8, you wouldn't have a house.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Sure.
This is about my son. I got a son that's 16 years old.
Okay.
Well, I know it's a different story, but I want to ask you something. Because, you know, my son's father died. My kid's father died because he had a heart attack. But I want to ask you something about you being a man. Okay, when I moved back up here to New York, where I was from, and I put him in school, the teacher, he's only 8 years old. The teacher, she didn't like my son because, you know, their father was like a he's a football player. You know how big and husky them football players are, like you. You know how big and husky you are?
Uh-huh.
Well, he was like that. So the teacher, she meant like she's intimidated by my son's size, and he was nothing but 8 years old.
Okay.
So every day she'd call me to school and tell lies on him. He doing this, he doing that. And she wanted me to put him in a special class because she said she was intimidated by his size. I said, listen here, I'm not going to put my child in no special class because of his size. That's his father, on his father's side, them big people, and now he can't help with the size he is. So she got mad at me, and she went and had this white boy in the classroom beat up on my son, and I always tell him, I said, don't fight, you know. I said, you go to school, use your manners. Yes, ma'am. She told me.
Hold on, sister. Hold on for a second. Now, I would not advise my son not to fight. If somebody brings it to you, you finish it. You don't pick fight, but you finish it. Don't ever, please don't tell your son not to fight. He has a right to defend himself. You let nobody pump you.
Yeah, but listen up here, though. But where I'm at, though, when I did tell him to fight, they always picked on him. Take him down, put him on probation. If the judge knew that teacher lied, she meant like the floor was, somebody had mopped the floor. She grabbed my son because she had a white boy fight him. She grabbed my son, and she fell. You know, when she grabbed him, she fell because he had high heels on, and she tried to tell the lie that he broke her neck, but when we went to court, her neck wasn't broke. See, cause after my kid's father died, you know, and I got money and stuff, and I bought me a car. You know, I bought one of Chrysler's 300. I guess she couldn't stand that. So she thought I had a whole bunch of money, so she took us to court, and I got sued for nothing. My son the judge took my, and he know he was wrong. He took my son out the house for nothing because that lady said, and he know she didn't, because she in there twisting her neck right, left and right. Well, seeing me, if she broke her neck wouldn't be swinging like that. You know what I'm saying?
And, did you have an attorney?
I tried to get one, but these people up here, I went to Syracuse, like they scare these crackers up here. They scare these people up here. I went all over, I'm still trying to fight for it, and the news people told me that if I can get that paper that she didn't break her neck, that they would, I can handle a lawsuit. I'm still trying to get some kind of way, trying to get that paper. And see, what make me mad with nigga people, I hate to say that because I'm mad at them too, but make me mad with nigga people, they go stay side with them. Like I told my son, they said, leave it alone. I said, well, that's all you nigga people I was talking about, leave something alone. I said, when they want to sue, they can sue. I said, I understand we ain't nothing to them, but hey, they ain't going to do me any kind of way if I can help it. So then we went to court and stuff like that, and they put a white lawyer, and then I had a black lawyer, but the black lady just learning how to, you know, learning how to be a lawyer. And so she told me, you let they do. I said, no, I didn't. I told the lawyer's going to tell me, the judge is going to tell me, yeah, you cuss at me, because I didn't cuss, you know. I said, did you hear me cuss at you? He said, you ain't thought nothing. You better go clean your ears out. I guess he's going to put me in jail, but I didn't care, because that made me mad. A teacher lied on my child like that and sued me for no reason. So, well, she got cancer now. So what happened was, you know, some white people like this is what it is. Her husband's a correctional. He worked up at the farmatory, and he's like a guard up there. And she got her facelift and stuff like that, trying to be pretty, you know, be a baby doll. And he was running out of money because she was spending all that money. So after he spent all that money on her, she needed some other money. And she come here targeting after me and my son. But I told him I'm going to put my kid in no special class. And they tried to help my middle son, too. That boy went through second grade. He went to school, got raped, and I went to school. My brothers and stuff went to school, too, and they thought they going to put my brothers in jail. He said, you're going to put me in jail when my son, my nephew got raped? See, that's how, I hate it, but anyway, every time I think about it, it makes me upset, because I think I was done wrong. So what happened was, they told me, can we put your son in special class? What do you put my son in special class for? Didn't he make it through second, because we moved from up after kid's father died, we moved up and we got in second grade. I said, because when he was in fourth, the teacher was stepping on him. I went through so much stuff, but I'm going to put it this way. So we moved up here, he was in second grade, and he was honored. I got all these awards and stuff that he, you know, he's a student. Can we? And when he graduated from sixth grade to go to seventh, they said, can we put your son in special class? I said, wait a minute. My son just went through school with high honors and A's and stuff, And you gonna ask me, couldn't I put my child? What's wrong with you people? You take that and stick it up your butt. And I know what they did. I know what they did. See, I'm gonna tell you what they did. Don't look at me the wrong way, okay? But I'm gonna tell you this. When I was going to school back in the 60s, when Martin Luther King was fighting for the black and white, my mother was from down south, and she was scared of them white people. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I went to school with a whole bunch of white kids, and they used to throw papers at me and stuff like that and laugh at me, and teacher look at me, go to the office. I'm not doing, no, you go to the office. So they put me in there, and I told my mother, I'm not doing that. The kids pick it on me. And so then the one took out my brother, but my father went in there, and he went after that man, and that man didn't bother my brother no more. But my mother let them put me in there. And see, that to me, that robbed me, that denied me of my education. So, you know, the teacher said me and this one boy was too smart to be in there, but they wouldn't take it. My mother was too scary, so she down, so I'm scared of white people. I'm scared, you know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, but I still study. I thank God I'm not where I'm supposed to be, but I thank God I'm not where I was, you know what I'm saying? Because I had to study hard myself. So I told my son, he went to work. I said, listen here, as you go to school, I said, don't let that intimidate you. You go to school, get your education, like your father used to say. You go to school, you get your degrees. And when you get your degrees, when a white man come in your face and say, you don't know how to do it, he say, wait a minute, I went to school just like you went to school. I got my degree, you got your degree. You can't tell me nothing. And I told my son, as you go to school, he talked about when he went to, you know, because he was working at McDonald's, he just quit because the lady was picking on him. I said, the only way a black person can be successful if they go and get their high school diploma, you know, get their high school diploma, get in business, go to college, then take up business, whatever you have to do, and have their own business. Because when you work for white people, they do all kind of ways because they try that to me. Because when I first got me a job, the white lady didn't want me to work there. But when I did go to work there, she gonna sit up there and come to me. You ain't making them boxes fast enough. But thank God I have, you know, Jesus was on my side. Thank God that, you know, because I'm a Christian, I thank God, but he was on my side because the lady kept coming to me, you ain't making them boxes fast enough. You ain't making them boxes. I said, Lord, I know I'm probably get fired, but she bring her tail over here one more time, saying something to me. I guess I have to go. I said, you'll make a
way
out of the way.
I know how that feels. We all been there. But since I got a question, I got a few questions for you as I'm listening to what you're saying.
Okay.
When the lady said that she had a problem with her son's size, okay,
uh-huh.
What did you ask her, like, because it would have been me, and it would have been my son in the fence, and like, well, I'm intimidated by your son, and I would say, well, ma'am, all due respect, I can kind of care less about your insecurities about my son. Did he harm you? Did he do anything wrong to you? Or anything that I need to, you know, get on to him about, because he can't help his size, whatever that size may be. You understand what I'm saying? That's
mm-hmm.
first and foremost. Second of all, these special classes. What are these special classes? Well, I mean, like, are they honors classes? Are they something good? Because if you want to put my son in a class just because you're intimidated by him, then my son do need to get out of your particular class because you have a prejudice against my son. It's a discrimination, and I'm not going to put up with it. Because, see, I'm the type of parent, listen, I will move to wherever I got to move to have a good school district. I will not subject my kids to nobody being racist or hood or anything else. I won't do it. Because I would leave an area just for my kids to be in a good school. So if my son was going through all those problems, I would have moved away. Because, you know, and you know, white people do this all the time. They move away in a minute to put their kid in a good school. I've seen them do it. And why shouldn't we do that also? That's why those kids, you could say, oh, it was racist and all this other stuff with white people. But, you know, you got to pay attention to what white people do as well. And you need to, if it works, I don't care who doing it, if something works, do it. And if you want to give your child an advantage, you need to put them in the school district where they have the advantages. I don't care if I got to pay a few extra $100 to stay somewhere a month. I'll make that sacrifice so my kids can get an education. But without education, they ain't got a doggone thing.
Can I say something to you? I did try to take him out of the school. They put him on pens, on probation for nothing. They told me I couldn't move out of the state with him. Because I tried to put him in a Catholic school. They called over to the school and told lies on him over there. They made it hard for me to do anything because they didn't like how big he was. They just didn't like him. And I got proof of that because he had kids. He had kids in his class, and one little white boy came to my class over my house one day. My mother was staying with me, and he started laughing. I said, "What you laughing about?" The little boy said, "You know what?" He said, "They pick on your son in school, and he don't even be doing that stuff." I said, "No." He said, "No." And the other little boy said, "You know what?" He said, I was sitting in the classroom, and I heard the teacher say they're going to pick on your son tomorrow so he won't have to go to school so we can kick him out of here. I said, that's what they said, and my mother said, I don't believe that little boy. I said, huh, listen how he's saying it. as you listen to that little boy. So I said, that boy ain't lying. So my mother said, wait until he go to school tomorrow and we'll see what happened. Time my son went to school at 8 o'clock that morning, about 8:30, they done kicked him out of school. I tried to take him out of school. They had him on probation for nothing. I still got these papers. I ain't forgot about it. Every time I see these papers, I think about it. They put him on probation. So you know when you get a child on probation, you can't move him out of nowhere. So they told me I couldn't move him out of town. So he's on probation and this and that and that. I was going through a lot. So I tried to put him in different schools. They wouldn't let me do that because they wanted to pick on him because he's black. And they pick on a lot of these black kids in these schools because me and some other black ladies had this organization going to try to help the black kids. But these black people, they don't show up. Whatever the white people scared them and say something to them, they do what they, you know, listen to what the white people say. This old black man down here living right across from me that I bought this house from his brother, whoever. The cops went to him and told him they got an organization to help the black kids out. You tell them you don't know nothing. These black people don't know what they're talking about. They're stupid because they help these darn nigger people out to keep from losing their jobs until they get done using them, using the black man for they want to use them. Then they throw their behind away. So the black man, somebody went to them and the black man told them, these black people don't know what they're talking about. They're just making up this stuff because they do what the white people tell them. You mean tell me black people that ignorant, they let people to treat their people any kind of way they want to? That's how these black people are up here. They're so dumb. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. I don't try to, me personally, I just don't deal with those mentalities of people being racist or no matter who they are, ignorant. I just can't deal with it personally. So I just move to where people think, you know, different. That's why I like living in the city because people in the city just don't have time to, you know, worry about you. They trying to live their life. There's so much going on. You know, I used to live in Port Arthur, Texas, okay? That's where I'm from. There was a lot of racism there. You know, black people was racist against whites, and whites was racist against blacks. It was like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I moved to the Houston area, people don't even pay attention to you like that. They're trying to pay their bills. They're trying to, you know, raise their families, whatever. And that's all I want to be around. I'm not trying to be around nobody that's worrying about color and worrying about this. I ain't got time for that because that's not paying my light bill. And you're not going to harass my kids either because I'm going to catch a case. So it's best that I just go it on and put, you know, won't be bothered. But just like I said, you know, I don't know how your situation's going to pan out. But if you got, like I said, you get to a point you can move away from that area if you're having a problem, you know, whatever. Like I tell people, United States is a big country. You don't have to stay in one area.
You know, there's the problem up here, too, because a lot of these white girls up here, I'm not talking about, you know, I love everybody because I'm a Christian. But if you see a lot of these, majority of these white girls up here, they got mixed babies. You know what I'm talking about? Where we live at. Ain't nobody but just mixed. If you come here, all you see is mixed babies. And them people don't like that. You know, you see what I'm saying? So I guess they're going to target the black men to keep them from getting where they want to get so they see black girls and stop nothing these black boys. But they ain't going to do no good. They don't know. They're making it worse for their own color because what they tell these. Because one girl told me, she said her name was Tina. I shouldn't call her name, but she told me she's white. She said, you know, my mother told me that if I go to school, when I go to school, if a black person touch me, I'm going to turn black. So she said one day she was in school and this black person touched her. She went crazy. She said she went crazy. So the teacher ran out the room. What's wrong? She said, a black person touched me and I'm going to turn black. She said, no, that's not right. See, she said, a black person touched her and she didn't turn. But you know what? This white girl, she got majority mixed kids. I said, see, that's why white people shouldn't tell their kids that, because that's going to make them curious. You know what I'm saying? And they'll tell you, cook up here, they love them some black men. They love them some black meat. You hear me?
I know they, you know, a lot of the women do love brothers. You know, I get that. Hey, Jay True, what you think about that, man? All that, what you saying?
Man, I sympathize with her, man. Because I'm saying how my sister go through the same thing with her kids down there, down in the South, too. I mean, she got go through the trouble with the white folk, go with the white people. Then she got a problem with the blacks. Some of the passive blacks, as I call them, they say they don't want to do nothing. Say they don't want to do nothing but sit there, want to criticize you and be on the same side as, you know, them and put you down. I sympathize with you, man. I sympathize with you.
But I tell black people, I say, you know what? White people don't. I say, you see white people. If they, I'm gonna tell you about a white person. I've seen this. If a white person tell a lie, and another white person don't even have to be around, and they can say that black man did so and so, and that white person ain't even around. They say, and they hear you, the cops and stuff. They're, yeah, he did it. And black people ain't like that. They go with their own. You know, they so. You know, I hate to even talk about our own people. You know, they disgust me too. I mean, there's some good black people and there's some good white people. I'm not talking about that. But there's some ignorant people in the world. I'm serious. You know, I'm going to put my people down for nobody. If I see something, you know, I'm like this. If I see something, I'm not going to try to stick up for nobody. But like my father said, you see and you don't see. You hear and you don't hear. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna stick my nose in somebody's business knowing that these people do not like me. And letting the Bible tell you anyway, why go to the law? They ain't nothing but crooks anyway. I hate to say it like that, but the Bible says, try to work it out among yourselves. If you have to go to the law, you go to the law. But they ain't nothing but crooks themselves, and I know they ain't nothing but crooks. Look what we have to go through. Your Negro can't go get a good job. They want to keep us down. They don't want us to have nothing.
Yeah, but sister, hold on. I understand that. But I'm a firm believer. I'm a man first, and I just happen to be black, and ain't nobody gonna stop me. Only person can stop me is me. I go through whoever I gotta go through to do what I want to do, you know. Because I don't look at black as a limitation. I look at black as just, hey, that's just the color of my skin. You know, I'm a man first. You know.
But listen here, my son just got a job. Listen here, he got a job. He had a cousin in this one project. This girl, she mixed. She was picking on him. She hit him. The cop, she called the cop, but she hit her. She got hit in the. This is what I'm saying, because like I said, I live in a small town right now. But you live different. But see, what happened was the girl hit her head with the cabinet door. She opened it hard and hit herself with it and made herself bleed. The cop made her tell a lie that my son did it. My son got a good job. Don't you know they put on that paper that he's a criminal and he was on probation. He a criminal. That stopped him from getting that job. He's supposed to work Monday. He can't get the job because they got to search and see is he a criminal and this and that and that and this. That's what I'm trying to say. I know that he a man. You know, I understand that what you're saying, but I'm saying, you know, sometimes.
Well, sister, they got racist people everywhere. You know, in this country, you're not gonna stop that racism. I mean, trust me, we found a way to stop racism. You know, the only thing we can do is get away from people like that. And, you know, when we get a chance, because like I said, I just don't like being around people like that, period. But this is what I'm going to do, because I need to go ahead and take this short break. J-Truth, what I'm going to do, J-Truth, is I'm going to take a little break and let you get a break, brother, so I can, and then we'll come back here and get back into this discussion about single parents and these children at home. So anyway, I'm going to put on an old school song for y'all right now. I'm put on "Solid" by Ashford and Simpson. And
word.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that on real quick. And while I take a break, you can go ahead and take a break too, brother. All right.
I will.
And for love's sake, each mistake, you forgave, and soon both of us learn to trust.
There was no time to play.
We build it up
and build it up
and build it up, and now it's solid. Solid as a rock.
I was just in that mood tonight to hit that old school tonight. But anyway, we back on talking about these single mothers. Jay Truth, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Hey, let me crank this off and ask a question. What do you think these females need to do to accept their situation and stop blaming everybody else?
What they need to do is stop blaming it, to own up to their responsibility. Some of us men do it. And
exactly.
Even with some of the females, if they are doing something out of pocket, check their behavior.
Yeah, it's like you can't tell them anything. I noticed that. It's like they the type of person is like you catch them like a kid with his hand in the cookie jar, and you be like, hey, I caught you with your hand in the cookie jar, and he be like, no, you didn't. You don't see me doing it. Like, I'm looking dead at you.
My point exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, accept it. You did it. You know, it's just crazy how it's responsibility accepted, and every day these kids, you know, are just being put in horrible situations. You know, they being groomed to be gang members and groomed to be some pimp's hoe because of the situation they put them in on the section they house and they get.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's a sad state, you see, because, you know, black women wasn't like this back when I was growing up. You're like,
yeah,
back when. Like my grandmother's time. My grandmother, man, she respected my grandfather. You know, even my great-grandmoms, everybody respected their husbands. You never saw them, like, fighting or cussing each other out. You know, you always seen them women take care of their house, take care of their family. She was, you know, those women was always the one that you can go to lean on and stuff like that. You know?
And I stretched
and go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
What you were saying in some of my videos, the women have respect for themselves and the people around them. Also, they respect the man. So, like, now they don't respect anyone.
Yeah, and because you know what, this is the thing. You can't really respect somebody else if you don't respect yourself first.
That's what I'm saying. You got to have respect for yourself, and they're not doing it. They're not respecting themselves.
I mean, they don't have no value. I mean, like, I hate to get this vulgar, but they have no value even if they own pussy. You know what I'm saying? They give it up to everybody. I mean, a woman's pussy should be a collector's item. Now everybody should have it.
I was talking with my wife, 2 days ago. Like you were saying, I'm like, how did, I'm saying, the black women, they went from being on top of the food chain to being the bottom of the food chain. I mean, they're back in the 60s and 70s, they people respected them. They respected themselves. I mean, they had strong Angela Davis, Foxy Brown, and I'm talking about Pam Grier. They had those role models. Now they're who they got. Now they got at the point where they role models is Beyonce, Rihanna, and what's her name, Nicki Minaj. That's not a good look for women, period.
And out of all three of them, if I'm going to say they should look up to somebody, it may be Beyonce, and I'm going to tell you why. She is married. She didn't have a child until she had it within a marriage. You know, so mine, if you, like, that's the only one out of all three of them you just named that I can say if they're going to look up to one and try to maybe look up to that one. Follow her example. Get married. Don't have babies until you, you know, have it with your husband.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll try to find a diamond in the rough most of the time. You get what I'm saying? But like I said, why do you think you catch so much heat for what you say on YouTube?
Oh, because most of mine is mine is coming from my point of view, my experiences, and also I'm speaking on the behalf of most of these dudes. I mean, talk about them no good dudes. I'm talking about the good third on point brothers. I'm speaking for their behalf, and I get most heat. Because I'm not saying what they want to hear. I'm telling them what they need to hear, not what they want to hear.
Nah, I got you. I got to ask you. I just thought about this. I got to ask you a question. What got you to coin the term court jesters? I had to ask you that.
I know. Okay, if you really look at the average black woman now, is they got the fake hair, which is multicolored. That's what jesters wear.
Uh-huh.
You seen the court jesters medieval times? They got the court jesters. Their eye contact.
Uh-huh.
Not to mention the way they dance, and they dance around booty popping, trying to entertain the men. That's what the court jesters do. And that's why I coined the phrase court jesters, because they not women, the court jesters. Most of these women are out to amuse us, to entertain us. They have no values up in their head. That's why I say court jester comes off top of the dome, because you look at them, look like clowns.
So basically what you're saying, like the twerk team is the biggest court jesters, right?
So what?
The twerk team, I guess they the biggest court jesters, right?
The sport team?
Twerk team.
Hell yeah!
You know, it's like, you know, I never thought in my life I would see, you know, black women doing that all over the internet. Now, let's be real. We all men, we all see it. You know what I'm saying? And them girls can do things that I never thought somebody could do. But beside the point, I mean, it's like, would you really say, you know what, I'm a wife up Miss Twerk something? You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying that wouldn't come in my mind. That wouldn't come in my mind, because I'm not going, that's me. I like class. I don't like trash.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to sit there and try to wife fuck the girl that's twerking it. Oh, yeah, I got a story to say. I got a story to tell you, too. It was like 2 years ago, me and my wife, well, with my fiance at the time before we got married.
Yeah.
We was in the club, because she took me there for, St. Patrick's Day. She just took, you know, just to have fun to see how these young kids act, right? Okay, we got in there. Not even 5 minutes that we've been in there, it was a female twerking right in front of me, right in front of my fiance now. Didn't care if she was in sight or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to the bar to get something to drink, and had another female up there twerking it on the bar stool trying to get my attention. In front of my fiance, well, my fiance at the time, is booty popping there. Then them girls waited till when she went to the bathroom to come and try to holler at me. I got a free drink out of their ass. Two drinks to be as well. No bullshit.
Yeah, them drinks in them decent clothes run you like $9-$10 a drink.
Yeah, I got me two drinks, man. I got two drinks out of that shit, no doubt, man.
Thirsty females, they know good and well they saw your lady standing there.
They didn't care. And the main reason why they did that, for one, I was with a female. I was with my woman. Two, oh, you know how black women are towards, you know, the biracial women. They do shit just to get a man. That's number two.
Yeah.
Number three, they were seeing if they still had, oh, I can snag your man. I'm with class.
Yeah. I don't care what man it is. It's like encoded in our DNA not to marry a trashy female. We just not going to do it.
That's what I'm saying. Nah. Yeah, I feel you on that. It's not coded. And the way I was raised and stuff, because, you know, I was raised with the oath. I told my wife this. I was raised with the oath. My grandfather, my great-grandfather, my great-grandma and all that, some of their values and morals and stuff instilled in me. That's why I stress the respect for self, respect for everybody, and respect for the man. Because that's what it stems down to. And that's what I've been instilled while growing up. And I still go by this today. If a girl is twerking in my face, I'm not going to pay her no mind. And my wife will tell you straight up. I'm like, I see these females out here walking with all this trash stuff and all that whole stuff on. I just turn my head and look at my wife and say, what's up? What you see about that?
And the killing part about this type of female, you know, it's like, they so no nasty, you could take them to the men's bathroom stall and knock them down. And then go right back to the club and dance. That's how nasty they are. Hey, you don't have to get a room.
I made a video about that, too. Because these dudes nowadays is not taking these females home. They either to bathroom stall, the alley, the parking lot, even including behind a dumpster. And they say it's class about you.
Oh, man, what didn't happen to these females, man? I'm trying to figure it out. Like, I don't know what happened.
It's they,
you know,
mamas,
what I'm saying?
They mamas, it's their mamas didn't let their daddies in their life. That's all it is. No daddies. No daddies.
You know, you're talking about the club, man. Like a little while ago, like I said, maybe about I guess 3 weeks or so ago, I went to a club, you know, in downtown Houston, and this club was pretty cool, man. And everything was good, you know, you and me and my lady and my homeboy and his girl. Everything was cool, everybody dancing with each other. Well, here come these, like I did a video about these ratchet chicks. They come up there with their old City Trends clothes on, man, and they weed.
Hey, y'all, I'm going to have to cut you on. Ain't nothing wrong with City Trends. It ain't what you have.
Let me tell you something. I can spot them City Trends girls and Rainbow girls a mile away. Trust me. And usually, do what people shop what they want. But usually the chicks that shop at City Trends and Rainbow, you know what kind of chicks they are. Not saying all of them, but you know. Am I lying about that?
You're not lying. Oh, and then not
right.
forget, they be shopping, they get their jewelry, their costume jewelry, their front jewelry from Claire's. They get their front jewelry from Claire's.
Man, I don't know, man. Like all these dudes are running through you, nobody give you jewelry. Isn't that sad? Man, no dude took you to Zales or Gardens or K Jewel or nothing to give you at least some diamond earrings. You go to class. But you always got to do it in your face.
Oh, and it's another thing I peeked out, too. I see a whole bunch of these dudes out here rocking this costume jewelry, too.
Oh, really?
Am I on?
Wow.
Am I on?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
My bad. I didn't know I was on.
Yeah, you on.
Yo, that's crazy. Yeah, what is Claire's? Claire's is a what you call it? One of those jewelry stores that's like with the
it's like a lot. It's like a little women's accessory store. They can buy like shirts. They can buy a little costume jewelry. Matter of fact, when I went and got my ears pierced, I actually went and got them pierced there.
Oh,
y'all, yeah, they go at Claire's to get that costume jewelry.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they be getting your dudes. There's a AA where I go at to get my my soda and all that. These dudes, they be going over there to get the little cosmetic jewelry. That fake.
I don't know why they do that, bro. Because you know who always been my friends for jewelry? I'll be straight up real with you. The Arabians. They always been my friends. You know why? Because they talk down on their jewelry. I love the Arabians. Love them.
Oh, man.
That's my people.
Hey,
Yeah, that's exactly who they are. They Indian Arabs. They was like, yo, mad people be going over there to cop their shoes and fitteds and as well as their jewelry over there, and they be like, yo, that stuff be fake, man. Be fake stuff.
That's why they go there every 2 weeks to switch their shit up so nobody won't keep their whole CeeLo.
Hey, man, hey, I don't knock them people. Let them make their hustle. I'm just saying, shoot, they need to tell me how I can be down. I want to make it, too. Shoot. I ain't mad at nobody.
Me neither.
Shoot. Get that.
Nah, I couldn't do that, man. I couldn't. I don't care. My people was like, yeah, man, let's go over here and get this. I was like, nah, man, that's that Fugooli, Magooli jewelry over there, man. That's that Cameron.
Let me back. Yo, them Arabians that I'm talking about, now they sell real stuff. They don't sell that fake stuff. You know, because I remember this one dude I used to go to all the time. That dude, he had a system. Like, you say, like, something's like $150. Like, oh, man, that's too high. I said, I'm going to leave. Like, wait. Let me make a deal with you. How about $135 and I throw in these earrings? I'm like, you know, you could talk this dude down. But you can't go to Zales and talk them down. Oh, no,
nah.
Get that. It is what it is, or you going to leave.
Nah, they going to have
they sell that. $30-$40 cheap stuff over there, son. So, yeah, there ain't no $200
over there. Man. Oh, man. I don't, like I say, I don't understand people. I definitely don't understand these females anymore, man. But see, you know, the problem is, and then a lot of sisters get mad about this, but these brothers don't want these, you know, ready-made families from three, four different cats. And then they go over here and they start dating interracially. Or whatever, and then they want to get mad and say, well, brother's selling our brother's his brother's that. But, you know, the deal is you need to acknowledge where you're at today versus where you came from. And it's like, you know, one thing I said, I would not really want to be a black woman in this day and time. It must be pretty hard. It must be pretty hard to be a black woman these days. I think it is, because nobody want to deal with
it. Nobody pretty much care for them.
I mean, it's like you want to, you know, I'm not trying to be funny. It's like people have sex with you, but they won't marry you. I mean, that's kind of messed up.
Right. And that's sad. It's sad, but if you got to think, when you think about it, all this that with the black woman, they brought on themselves.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, you can say, okay, a few individuals, but when it's a systematic problem,
that's what I'm saying.
Going on.
Yeah, pretty
you
much
know
no more individual. There's no more individualism at all. Like, nobody separate. It's all groupthink. You know what I'm saying?
It looks so ridiculous how everybody trying to copy Nicki Minaj. I'm like, come on, female. I mean, why are you wearing some green wig? You look ridiculous. You look like Oompa Loompa. What's wrong with you? Don't tell her she ain't fine because she hit you in your face.
Hey, dude, that's why I say they courgettes, because they're trying to be like Nicki Minaj, and Nicki Minaj is a straight courgette.
Hey, but Nicki Minaj is a courgette that's making a lot of money,
right,
though. It's a different
courgette.
They actually making money, but at what cost?
Hey, that's another thing, like I say. If she want to make herself like a fool, she collecting money at the end of the day, hey, she getting paid for that. Them other females ain't getting paid a dime. So I can't say much about Nicki on that.
I can't say
Nicki,
much about Nicki
making
Nicki,
her money.
But she make our money, but it's not. I respect her hustle, but I don't respect her method of getting.
Well, like I said, I liked how she looked when she first came out, not now. You know, she just had her black hair, her weave or whatever, but it didn't look bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looked real straight, and now she just wearing all these rainbow bright colors and looking like something out of a, you know, a kid's book and everything. Like, female, what's wrong with you?
Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Tricks. Hey, let's not forget Tricks.
Yeah, she makes a song called Stupid Ho, and half the time that's what she's looking like.
Yeah,
like, how
that was the most retarded track I ever heard in my life, son.
But, well, but you know what? Yeah. If you start listening to it, it'll start growing on you. Because I ain't gonna lie, I was listening to that song a lot in the gym. I ain't gonna even lie.
I heard like 3 seconds of that shit, and I like, I can't deal with it. I can't roll with it.
Yeah, like I said, it's only something to get you going if you're trying, like, the beat. You know what I'm saying? But her other songs on the album is not bad. She got a lot of decent songs actually on that particular album, believe it or not. Besides that, you know, she got a lot of decent songs on that. But anyway, so what I'm gonna do here, I'm gonna cover two different things. I'm gonna go to my next section of the show, called Here Come That Bullish, and you already know what's gonna happen with that. But anyway, let me go ahead and play the introduction for that, and we'll talk about two stories.
Okay.
All right, on this section, I'm going to bring up two different stories. One I had really wanted to get into was the 911 call from Creflo Dollar's daughter and discuss that situation. And J Truth brought up something that we need to discuss about a father caught a man molesting his child and what he did with that. But let's get to the first section. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play the phone call that Creflo Dollar's daughter made, and then we'll talk about that situation. Well, so here's this audio.
Fayette County 911, where's your emergency?
1181 Sandy Creek Road.
1181, what's the name of the road?
Sandy Creek Road.
Windy Creek?
Sandy Creek.
Sandy Creek? What's yes, going on there?
I just got in an altercation with my father. He punched me and slapped me and choked me. It's not the first time it happened. I feel threatened by being in this house. I don't know what can be done, but I'm scared. I'm shaking. I don't know what to do.
Is your father still on scene?
No, Creflo Dollar.
He's gone already?
Excuse me?
Is he still on scene?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are y'all just not arguing anymore?
No, I'm upstairs. I don't know where he is in the house. I'm in the room with my sister.
And is there any weapons involved?
No, ma'am.
Any drugs or alcohol?
No, ma'am.
Okay, hold on just a minute. Let me get someone started that way. You said 1181 Sandy Creek Road?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the cross street for that location?
What's the cross street? I'm not sure, ma'am.
What's the nearest street you take to get to Sandy Creek?
Yeah, it's really just Sandy Creek all around. I don't know
what it is. Okay, and it is 1181?
Yes,
what's your name?
Lauren Dollar.
And what's your callback number? Okay, someone else is starting the officers. I just want to go ahead and ask you a few more questions, okay? You said you don't know where your father is in the house.
No, I think he's in his room.
Do you have any injuries? Do you need an ambulance?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and do you have any visible injuries?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What were y'all arguing about?
He asked me, It was a previous argument about me going to a party on Saturday, and he brought up grades, and I started crying. So I walked out the room to the kitchen with my sister by myself. It was near my sister in the kitchen. He followed behind me while I was crying in the kitchen. He asked me why I was crying, and I said, I do not want to talk to you. And he went off. That's when he went off. He came, put his arm around my neck, choked me, and bent me over the table. And I pushed him off of me. He threw me on the ground and punched me in my face. And this was going on for about a good 2-3 minutes. And my mom came in the room, and he stopped. And then my mom asked him what happened, and he said that I hit him first, which is a lie.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 15.
15?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your father's name?
Creflo Dollar.
Do you know his birthday?
January 15th,
And who's all I'm seeing? Your sister and your mother also?
Yes, ma'am.
Does your father know you're calling the police?
No. Or my mother. Nobody knows my sister.
So nobody knows, just your sister?
Mm-hmm.
Where's your mom at in the house? Do you know?
She might know my father. I do not know.
Okay, they're coming. They're already on the way. If anything changes, give us a call back on 911. Try not to argue with him if he comes back to you until they get there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right, that was a 911 call from Creflo Dollar's daughter. Now, I got a lot of problem with this, J-Truth. First of all, did she sound terrified to you?
No, she didn't sound terrified. I didn't see that. I didn't hear that. She wasn't terrified. It seemed like she rehearsed that.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm getting an echo from somewhere. I don't know if anybody.
I think it's me, brother. Hold up. I got you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So you say she didn't sound terrified. Now I'm gonna ask you another. Now I'm gonna tell you something else. Why she didn't know how to get to her own house?
That part that kind of threw me off.
Hold on a second, brother. I'm still getting the echo. It's coming from somewhere. Let me try something. Hello?
Yeah.
I figured it out. Okay, where it was coming from. Anyway, I had to mute that. Anyway, so how come you don't know where you stay? That's number one. She sounded so calm, but it says she was so terrified. Okay, I don't get that. And then, you don't even know your father's birthday? How long you been living in the house with him?
I sense a little defiance in that voice, though. Some defiance and resistance. Some spiteful shit in her voice.
Of course. She sound like any other female.
Y'all, she did.
Look, the first thing she said, that lady even asked her who he was. She just, first thing she put up, Creflo Dollar. I'm like, man, you just trying to just hurt him right off the bat.
Yeah, she just straight up blew him out first. So pretty much that started off. That whole resentment and all that other stuff, that started from her mama. Her mama put in some bullshit when it came to her father, man.
And then to check this out. Now, hold on. Let me bring something else up. Now, she said she has no physical injuries. Now, if I, as a man, punch a 15-year-old girl in the face, like she said, or I kicked her, whatever, wouldn't she have some physical injury?
She have a bruise. She have a bruise.
She be leaking
bloody
something.
Nose. Yeah, she have a bruise, a bloody nose, or busted lip.
Because she didn't sound like somebody got beat up.
Nah. She was just mad because she...
The fact of the matter is, he basically told her, listen, you're not going out this house. Your grades are bad anyway. I will not allow you to go out in these streets and be some little whore somewhere. I want you to stay in this house.
That's what I got from it.
I mean, listen how she said it, like this. I don't want to talk to him right now. What the hell? I don't want to talk to you right now. Nigga, you don't pay bills.
By that conversation alone, she had absolutely no respect for her father, man.
Not at all. He got this girl in a nice place to stay, okay? He obviously, she has a good quality of life that most black people don't even have, and she got no respect at all.
Yeah.
And this further goes to show you, like I brought up in when I talked about in the video, when Mike Epps' daughter was trying to talk to him any kind of way, too.
They always have
a problem with black males. It's like they hate black men. They hate them. Whether they father. Yeah, I agree with you. I think they really being programmed to hate black men. A lot of these females. Not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But not all of them. But a lot of them are. It's like, how many black kids even got their father in the home?
They should be thankful that they have a father in their home.
And then my thing is, see, he could, like I said, and what about his wife? I didn't hear his wife say a thing. You going to let him just be out there on Front Street? Anytime a white man mess up, his wife is standing right next to him in the cameras, and she even say something here and there. But with us, oh, no. You know, he just put out the drive. Like he ain't even married. You know what I'm saying? Like, even when Kobe Bryant got in all that trouble, Vanessa was sitting right next to him, saying, we're going to move on, we're going to this, we're going to that. What's happening with him? Nothing. And that was a rape case. Oh, man. Man, this stuff is crazy.
I'm still pissed off at that video, though, man. At that audio tape. I'm still pissed off.
Yeah, because she just had the audacity, the way she talked. I mean, now you know you heard that tone before from these females.
Oh, I know
you heard that tone before. Oh, I'm about to get him.
Tone.
I'm about to get him. And then did you hear that the judge say that he can't even argue with her? I'm like, how are you going to tell me what I can say and can't say in my own home? It could, like I said, she had been out of my house. She had been gone.
Hey,
she wouldn't be there no more.
Hey, dude, no disrespect. No disrespect. Well, I wasn't laughing at the whole story, but I was laughing at the frustration of it, man.
Yeah.
I was saying, you know how you get frustrated, you got to laugh it off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to do that.
This is what a lot of, you know, black men must deal with. You know, like I said, I'm not defending what Creflo Dollar says in his church, what he does in his church and with his people, his business. I'm talking about, you know, the situation. Some people want to get mad and say, oh, you defending him. He talks about this. I don't care what he talk about. If you don't like what he say, don't go to his church. You know what I'm saying? Separate, you know, what he does for a living versus what's right and what's wrong. And that's wrong.
Right.
You know, you're going to go behind his back to call the cops. And then, see, when he got arrested, because I heard what he said in the church house, they played the clip. He said that, the police say, she has a mark on her neck. He said that she had a mark on her neck from when she had eczema a long time ago, and one of my children has eczema, and I know that can actually do leave a scar if it gets pretty bad. So I believed him on that. She had no visible scars, no bruising, no nothing. I mean, how could you even get arrested with not even looking like you got beat up?
Hearsay, they're going to believe the woman regardless of what they say.
Man,
they gonna believe the woman, but kick the man under the bus, even if there's no proof.
Yeah,
case
you know,
is that whole audio tape.
Yeah, I mean, cause that sure doesn't sound like no terrified little girl to me. That's my position. Oh boy, ooh, it pisses your brother off, man. But you know what? I don't know, man. Y'all got anything more to say about that?
No, I ain't got nothing else more to say about it. I'm just frustrated at it, cause that's a defiant little girl, man. And that has no respect for her father.
And further continue the cycle of hatred of black men. Let me get to this last little thing that Jay Truth told me about this, so I'm gonna go ahead and read it. They have a father that actually killed a child molester. I'm gonna read it all. It'll say a man caught in the act of molesting a 4-year-old girl was beaten to death by the girl's father on the family's rural Texas ranch, authorities said Monday. Lavaca County Sheriff said the 23-year-old father, whose name has not been released, is unlikely to be arrested for Saturday's killing, and that no evidence so far has led investigators to doubt his story. There doesn't appear to be any reason other than what he told us, Harmon said, which is the sheriff. Harmon said the victim was a 47-year-old man from Gonzales, no apparent prior criminal history. His name continued to be withheld Monday because authorities say hadn't tracked down any of his family. Now, they say the 47-year-old was an acquaintance of the father who had come to help care for some horses. He did not know how long the two men may have known each other. The girl was taken to the hospital to be examined and since been released. The father had called the deputies late Saturday afternoon and told them that he attacked a man caught trying to sexually assault his daughter. And the incident happened at a barn in Mount Olive where some horses were being kept. They said the adults were shoeing a horse, and the girl and her brother had been sent to feed chickens. And they said the children's grandfather said the boy later came back and said his sister had been taken away by a man. So her father went to look out for her, the grandfather said, and the father found both his daughter and the 47-year-old man partially naked. Investigators said in the course of trying to get away from him and protect her, he struck the subject several times in the head, and the subject died. They say Harmon said a grand jury would decide what, if any, charges the father would face. The ranch is nearest Shiner, which is about 130 miles west of Houston. They say killings are rare in rural Lavaca County, and they say the sheriff's office have only investigated six in his 8 years as a sheriff. So that goes to tell you not much crime going on there. So this man here that caught this cat in the act molesting his four-year-old. When what's your take on that?
Oh, you talking about me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Okay. Well, I feel about that, no charges should be filed for him because he was protecting his daughter, something that most of these dudes need to do. And I noticed this right here. It's most of all the molestation and all that. It seems like the men is taking more action than the female.
Yep. Exactly.
It seems like most of these females are pushing and sweeping it under the rug, and it doesn't need to be swept under the rug.
You know, and see, this man was a real father, okay? A father protects his children to the death. And, you know, this is why fathers are important in being in the home. Now, if that had been her mother, let's say if she caught it, 9 out of 10, she wouldn't have killed the guy. But I know this guy beat him with his bare hands, and I applaud him, and he should get Father of the Year from somebody. And he better not go to jail, because I'd be upset if he go to jail. He did the community a service by putting away the pervert, because that pervert probably touched other kids and just didn't get caught. That wasn't his first time doing that. How you be that bold and brazen to take a kid and get yourself and them half naked? That ain't your first time doing it.
And the mama probably knew about it, too.
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, it's sometimes, you know, crazy as this sounds, sometimes they with women that know they do that.
Yeah, because they want to keep that man so bad they will tolerate that man touching their daughter.
Oh, we live in a sick world, man. We live in a sick world. You know, like I said,
I don't get it.
Couldn't be me, brother. Could not be me.
Oh, hell no, it couldn't be me. I was talking that all with my wife. It wouldn't be me. Oh, man, I would have killed him, chopped his body up, man. Man.
But this is another thing I don't get about people like that. You got all kind of women out here that would do whatever with you. Why are you going to touch a child? Why?
That's what my wife was talking about, and I couldn't get to it. I can't answer that question for you, and I couldn't answer it for my wife. I really don't know.
You know, there's nothing about a child at all to me that's something I want to look at. You know, I mean, you know, you're a grown woman, yeah, but, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, and I've seen people, dude, like, looking funny at kids before, and I walk up to them like, man, you all right? Just try to draw their attention. You know, because, you know, it's like, you just see them as they look like a dog foaming at the mouth for children.
I don't get it myself, man.
You know, and back in the day, go ahead.
My wife said the same thing you said. How can a man look at a little small child as a sexual object, something that infatuates, that actually gets him sexual aroused? I really don't. Oh man. Go ahead, say what you gotta say, man. I'm frustrated. I can't get my words together on that shit, man. Really.
But look, this is my thing too about the situation. It's like, to me, they need to castrate their behinds when they catch them. Castrate them. Not chemical castration. Castrate them. They don't need it no more. They don't know how to handle it. You start making examples out of people. See, you know, they talk about these other countries or whatever that's so violent and primitive. But I guarantee you, if they start doing things like that in America, they'll stop all that.
Phillip. You remember like a couple of years ago, like back in the early 90s, it was this boy over there in Singapore that was spray painting a whole bunch of cars and everything.
Yeah.
They caught him and they caned him.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Now I just thought about it. I seen this video the other day, man. It tripped me out. They had these two dudes. They caught raping a family member. Well, all seven of the chicks family members had guns, and they lined them up against the wall, and they shot them dead, man. Killed them.
What?
Cause they raped it was in another country, because they raped their family member. The actual dude's other family, they let them kill them.
That's what they need to do up there in the state. I bet you the pedophilia rate will go down, crime rate will go down.
Yeah. you know, let these fathers do the executions. You know what I'm saying? Or even some of the mothers.
I'm for the killing, but I'd rather have him live and suffer with the castration than kill him.
So you rather them get the castration?
Yeah, because obviously they can't do nothing with that. And then every time they take an officer, somebody cut the whole thing off, penis and all. So they have to have a catheter, or they have to have dialysis to drain their bladder as a constant reminder of what they did.
I don't know. I just think they need to be taken out of here. I'm kind of old school with that. You don't deserve to live if you send them there touching a child. And what's the sad part about it? I remember back in the day when I was growing up, they used to tell, you know, you say, hey, watch your daughters for molestation and stuff like that. Now, in this day and time, you better watch your son. They'll get your son faster than they get your daughter.
Yep, the women is touching. So the women is molesting both the girls and the boys.
Well, no, I'm talking about these men, too. These men are seeking out your son.
Oh, yeah. Bishop Eddie Long.
Prime example. Prime example, because, you know, it's just like, man, it's like, oh, these people are sick, dude. They sick. I just don't get it. And if he was gay or whatever, they had a lot of gay men in Atlanta he could have fooled with. Why he had to do that?
I don't understand it, man. Real.
People, dude, it's people. They sick, you know, and that's what these children got to live with. And see, not, you know, and they said this, I read this when they were talking about that dude at Penn State molesting all those children. They were saying that black children are easy targets because nobody care about them and they have no fathers.
Oh, I heard about that too, and that's
you know what I'm saying. And yeah. So these predators are seeking black children because they know they don't have no father to protect them. I.e., goes back to these females just making babies.
Pretty much.
Putting these children all kind of homes away.
Hey, yo, in my state I'm staying in right now. In the state I'm living in, I'm staying in Virginia, right? They working on a law to pass for these pregnant women around here. Give them a psyche valve to see if they competent for that child. If they fail that. That psych evaluation, they ordered for an abortion. They ordered.
Well, that's going to be kind of touchy because abortion, I can understand them taking the child from them, but the abortion part, that's going to be sticky. I'm for that. If the woman's not married and she just having baby after baby after baby, that's cool, but the abortion part, I'm not, because it's like, you can't use abortion as a form of birth control. I mean, have the child, let the child go to, cause they have so many families out here who cannot even have children, married couples, and they would love to take that child.
Just take the baby, you know, just take the baby away. But I'm staying in the Commonwealth state, and that's how the Commonwealth state is, man. I don't understand it.
I don't know. That wouldn't fly too well down here in Texas, I can tell you that. It, Texas is part of the Bible Belt, so you know how that goes down here, you know.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Is your state a Commonwealth state?
I don't know about Commonwealth. I know Texas is part of the United States, and I know it's part of the Bible Belt, and they're a little bit more religious here than, say, California would be. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like a lot of things just don't go down here like it can go in other states. Because of that reason. You know how your South is a little bit more religious?
Yeah.
You know, so... man, like these women, man, I really hope they start thinking more, you know, because these poor kids are just suffering, you know.
But
that child, go ahead.
It's most of these women are selfish now.
Oh hell yeah, they selfish. Obviously, look at their track record.
Pretty much. Need I say more?
You know, selfish, don't care about the children, don't care where they live. Not worried about the quality of education, the quality of life. Because obviously, okay, you're suffering when you have one baby, and you see how it is. And you're going to go make another baby, and then another baby, and another baby from all these different men. That's I mean, you don't care about your kids. You let any old guy around your kids. I mean, I'm sorry. I've seen puppies that try to snap at you a lot quicker than some of these women snap at or bad people coming around their kids.
Yep. And it's like...
That's a dog.
A dog. And it's like what I was talking about. Is it me or don't some of these older women like in their 40s and early 50s look better than I'm saying they more they look younger than the ones that's in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm going to tell you why. Because back when they was in their 20s and 30s, they wasn't as fast as these females now. I mean, fast, I'm talking about spreading their legs so much. I mean, they take a toll on you taking so many cocks. You understand what I'm saying?
Pretty much.
You know, it's crazy how these females, you know, these days, just like I said, they undervalue, like I said before, undervalue their pussy, and it should be a collector's item, not something from the dollar store everybody can get.
Ooh.
These females understand that, bro.
That's kind of harsh, but it is true.
Hey, man, I have to tell the truth. I'm on my show, so I'm going to tell the truth here.
No. I feel you on that. I'm not going to tell you what you can and can't say on your show. You can say what you want. I'm saying, that's reality, though. That's reality.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, it's this... These women need to understand that, and the way the guys see you, that's the way they gonna think about you. If a guy feel like you something rare, well then that's he like, oh man, I want to see how she is because you are rare. But if you know if you the type of chick that you like something from the dollar store, that's why nobody gonna marry you. Who going to? You a cum rag? Why?
And now it's like in this day and age now. Having a baby, they have it just for sport. It's cute now.
Yeah, it's like a hobby for some of these females.
Yeah, it's cute.
You know, like somebody go shoot ball or lift weights or something. You know, like a hobby. You know, they have babies. Every time I look up, they got a baby.
That ain't cute at all.
So you like you a serial incubator. You always got a baby in there. Like man, female just barely give you a hug and you pregnant. Shoot. I don't get it. That's why I'm saying I don't get it because, you know, like I said, other races of women are having sex just as much as they are, and how come they not coming up pregnant in the rate they are? I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
They pretend themselves they know about birth control and they use diaphragms, prophylaxis, all that other stuff, including condoms. They know all that.
Yeah, and it's offered to them just as well. It's not like it's so like you said before. It's not so expensive they can't afford it anymore. If you can go out here and afford your little what would them females want to wear these days? Little name brand stuff they want to buy. You know, you want to be buying Prada and Gucci and everything else you try to buy. Louis Vuitton bags with your income tax, and you can go buy some birth control for the rest of the year with that income tax or something to protect yourself and not put yourself in a financial bind with that kid. And then now you got to go chase this cat all day long trying to see if you can get some money out of him. And he ain't giving you nothing.
Ain't that the truth? That most of them is not, they ain't getting their child support like that. They caught on and they ain't really giving them money.
They got dudes that's like thousands and thousands of dollars in the hole. They're like, I ain't worried about that. I've heard dudes say, I like jail. My homeboy's in jail. I can go.
Yep. Jail over playing child support.
Yeah, they're like, shoot, I get 3 square meals and I can chill. I ain't got to work. But they don't, they don't think about that. And then on top of that, they want to get these dudes jealous and acting a fool and killing each other too, on top of that. Like those Auburn shooting there with those players that got shot recently.
Yeah.
You know, all behind these feet, shooting behind a female.
Hold on, I thought that shit was played out.
Oh, no, boy, no, they died behind, that dude started shooting and everything. It was all behind a woman.
Damn, I see that when I back.
I'm like, why would you kid shoot anybody or even fight behind a woman when there's so many women out here to get?
What's one exactly? Oh, man.
That is like the weakest thing you can do is shoot. I'm like, only time I understand you defending your woman's honor or fighting for her, unless it's your wife or your girl or something, some dude just being straight disrespectful. But if she be in a hole or something, how does she know them dudes? You got to analyze stuff. How does she know them dudes? Why are you fighting behind her? How does she, you know, get contact with them? She gave him her number.
What's her agenda?
You know, exactly. Oh, some females like to watch dudes fight over them. It strokes their ego.
Yeah.
I got men fighting over me. I got men that kill over me. I'm so fine. Like, no, you're not. They so stupid.
And they still doing it. Damn, I thought that shit died out.
Man, it didn't die out at all. Look at Google and check it out by them Auburn players, man, in that shooting. Matter of fact, homeboy Tommy Sotomayor did a video about it recently, and he was pissed off, and I agreed to the whole video the dude did. He was pissed off.
I would check that out.
Yeah, but about those Auburn players and stuff like that, just kill, you know, killing each other and over a female. Like, come on, man.
And let's not forget, Brian Banks, the girl that the dude.
Yeah,
but
you know, I just read about Brian. Yeah, but you know what? I just read about Brian Banks, and he actually is going to the Seattle Seahawks minicamp. He's going to the minicamp for Seattle Seahawks, so he's going to work out with them.
I'm happy for him, man.
Things turned around, and that old ratchet broad, man, that took all the money from Long Beach School District over there, they need to get at her for that. She needs to be put in jail for taking their money.
Including
that's taxpayer
her
money.
Too.
Yeah, including her mama too, but she's the one that stirred it up. So my thing is she needs to pay back that school district. That's taxpayer money that she took, and she broke. How you go through $1.5 million?
Hold on. How many years was this? You talking?
How long his brother was locked up? The brother was locked up for 6 years in jail? So after the brother went to jail, she did a civil suit. So it was after the brother went to jail, she got the money. I'm sorry.
What?
I couldn't run through $1.5 million in 6 years. Not the way I am.
I couldn't do it either. Nah.
I mean, once you buy a home and at least a car or two, how can I run through $1.5 million? That don't make a bit of sense. But it goes to show, you know, I know she was tricking all the money off and spending and doing this and doing that and just doing what niggas do.
Oh, and but the thing about that is, do you see any videos on YouTube about any coming from any black woman checking that girl on her behavior?
Nope, but I do a search. But nope, not so far.
No, you don't, and you ain't.
I have black women come to my video. My video I did on there said that's messed up. She evil. She this. She that. They have said that it was wrong. But I haven't seen one, or at least a popular chick, that say anything about it, you know, that I know of. But I'll check it out. I'll look.
Yeah, look it up. I'm saying you don't see it.
And you know, I say that in my videos about, you know, sisters checking the ones that's messing up, and they tell me it ain't our job to check them. Well, they not listening to us, so why don't y'all check them?
It's just like I said in one of my videos, we both said the same thing. I'm like this. It's not. If you were to check, they be saying, well, it's just them doing them. Okay, don't all eyes on a black woman. Anything that woman do, you going to be grouped in it too because you ain't checking that bad behavior. You in the same group.
Yep, and on that note, I'm about to wrap the show up. I got less than 30 seconds. I appreciate you coming through, brother, and chopping it up with us on the show tonight. And I'm going to see you more on that YouTube. Hit me up, man, anytime. And I appreciate everybody listening. You know, mess me on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. The Advice Show, you know where I'm at. Got any questions, problems, concerns, hit your boy up. Any sponsors out there, I'm definitely looking. But anyway,
yeah,
all right, Jay. All right, Jay True, thank you for coming, brother, and I'll catch y'all next time.
Anytime, bro, anytime.
All right.
All right.